Sugi of Zman Kriyash Masal Shachris on the Aftesman base. The Mishnah says, Meim Esai Kirinus Ishma B'Shachrin Mishiyaki Ben Tchilis Ladovan Ibliyazer Emer Ben Tchilis Lakarsi V'Goyim Radonit Tachamu V'Yeshua Emer Atchal Yishois Shekin Derech Melachum Lamed B'Shal Yishois. The Mishnah ends off, Akir Mekan Veilich Lehivsev Galdem Akir Batsiru. The Hascholas Hazman of Kriyashma is by Mishayakir. The Shalit is Mishayakir ben Tchilis Lalovani, Mishayakir ben Tchilis Lakarsi. Of Lukul Yam, it's Mishayakir. And the Shalit is Farvos. Lachor, what Shaykhis does Kriyashma have to do with Mishayakir? Lachor, we know that Kriyashma is Tolyan Veshach Bechov Kumecho, Zman Shchivo, Zman Kimo. What does it have to do with Mishayakir? And a filu tema that we don't darsh in Veshach Bechov Kumecho, like we saw in Rav Yehuda, takes the Sesam, Bezam, and Bez. The Yehuda doesn't, according to Asher Benu Tam, the Yehuda doesn't darshan b'shach b'chov kumecho. Kinir, he understands that the chiyuv of Kriya Shema is Laila v'yoyim. Well, Laila v'yoyim, yoyim starts by Alois HaShachar. And it's before Shem Mishnah Megillah. Anything b'kulan sh'asu mish'ol amud HaShachar kosher. That lechatchila the day starts from Alois HaShachar, and even lechatchila you're supposed to do it, wait till Neitz HaChamo. But it's either Alois or it's Neitz. It's not Misha Yakir. L'chari, what shaychas does it have to the Zman of Kriya Shema? The second thing that Toin Beer is in Voskei the Machlekes. What's the Machlekes in Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yeshua of Vegoyim Rad and Etzachamor or Ad Shal Yishois? L'chor, if it's Tolim Kumecho, is the Machlekes and Metzias until when is the Zman Kimo? In Voskei the Machlekes. So we saw Rebbeinu Yerno. Rebbeinu Yerno was Mechadish that which Vesikin Huyugayim Rad Nesolim and Etzachamor wasn't only Kadesh Yismar Chagula the Tefillah like it says in the Gemara, but Be'etzem, more than that, even when you're not going to have the Maila of Smichas Gula the Tefillah, there's still an Indian to be Kura Kriya Shema Be'anit Sachamo, to be Goymer Kriya Shema Be'anit Sachamo. And he brought a Raya L'chur Shein Alav Tshuva from the Gemara Mishnah later on, Chav Be'ez Amad Be'ez, that says, Yorad Litvol, Im Yesh, Im Yochal Lale, Su Liskas Vizvelikri Sachal Litonit Sachamo, Yalavi Yiskas Vikra, Vim Loi, Yiskas Vimayim Vikra. And the Gemara says, who is that going like? That we have a chiyuv to finish the chatchila, the chorz mevur, that there's a din to be kuri kriya shema before neitzachamo. Lema mas nison, kriya b'liyazir. L'chor, we have a raya like Rebbe Eliezer that holds that the zman, the end zman of kriya shema is dafka ad neitzachamo. The Gemara's matzen says, no. Dilma kriya b'yeshua u'kivasikim. Maybe it's like Rebbe Yeshua that holds betim you have ad gimel shoyz. However, kivasikim that says he's supposed to land it before neitzachamo. Says Rabbeinu Yerno, in that case that the person is laying it before Netzachamo, if he's laying it inside the water, then L'chorra, he's not being Masmach Gula Tvilo. And if he's not being Masmach Gula Tvilo, why is he laying it before Netzachamo? L'chorra, it's before in the Gemara that the whole reason why they pushed off Kriyashma, where they laying Kriyashma Dafka, Samachla Netzachamo, was Kadesh Yismach Gula Tvilo. And over here, there's no Smich Gula Tvilo. Elamai, says Rabbeinu Yerno, vice versa, that there's a Mila to laying Kriyashma right before Netzachamo, even if you're not going to be masmach gula tefila. And the shayla is for vos lechera, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that says that the zman, end zman, is not by neitzachamo, rakat gimel shoyz, because you could be samech on the menei malachim that hold, that are still getting up at that time, then what's the inyan, where's the zman bechlal of neitzachamo? The beginning zman is mishiyakir, and the end zman is gimel shoyz, because it's all considered of kumecho, or whatever it's reason why mishiyakir. But lechera, vos epis, that there's an inyan to be kuri kriya shma dafka lifnei neitzachamo. So the Ramban and Malchamis earlier in Beis Amud Beis Bedaf Yarif, he says that which Chazal were seimich to lein kriya shma dafka be misha yakir, even though l'chor it's telling in the morning, he says for two reasons. The first reason is kivan nechsiv b'kumecho v'ruba de'inshi leikaymi ad sheyakir echad es chavirei. Roiv bnei Adam of Kumecho is Zman Kimo. When Zman Kimo the Roiv bnei Adam? That's Dafka by Misha Yakir. Not only that, Void bnei Shekovu Parshas Tzitzis b'Kriyashma d'chsiv v'risa meisoi v'darshin an asamachloi. We darshin v'risa meisoi by Tzitzis means asamachloi, you're able to be makir between Tcheles and Lovan. And that's a chelik of Kriyashma. Chazal were kaveya that the third parsha of Kriyashma is the parsha of Tzitzis. Since we land it together with Kriya Shema, Lefikach Kavu Chachamim Zman Kriyasim Mishiyakim Ben Tchilis Shebetzitzis Lovin Shabbat. Since Memela Chazal were Kriveya, that should be the Zman Kriyashma. Because since a chelik of Kriyashma is Tzitzis, and Tzitzis, the Zman is by Mishayakir, Mamela, they said that Kriyashma is also Mishayakir. L'chor Mavur, Mitzaych Divrei HaMochamis, the Ramban, that in a Hanami, it's not a din daraisa. That which we learn Kriyashma by Mishayakir is not a din, l'chin Kovu Chazal, he says, Chazal were Keveya, that the Zman should be by Mishayakir, because that Zman, Kima the Rav Bnei Adam, and it's also the Zman of Tzitzis. And since this is a chelik of Kriyashma, Memela, that's why they were sakin that lechatchila one should lain dafka ben mishayakir. But in a chanami, like the way that Ramban paskins, b'shas atchak, zicher imkaro mishaola amud hashachar yatzo. Because that is also considered zman kima. Maybe it's not zman kima l'ray b'nei adam, but it's ika inshi dekaimi b'hayshata, like the Gemara says on Chesam Beis. And since ika inshi dekaimi b'hayshata, Memela, it's nechshav a... It's next of a shas of kumecho, and therefore b'diavad you'll be able to be yaitziv. Ruvadin shikaimi, that happens by mishayakir. And when does it go until? The pashta says when's ruvin shikaimi is between mishayakir and itzachamo. And memela lachur b'pashta, that's the reason why that Rabbi Eliezer holds dafkan and itzachamo. Because the Zman Kima of Rav Bnei Adam, you can't say that umamish in 1 second, everybody gets up by Mishayakir. That's the time that Rav Anashim are starting to get up. The Zman Kima is Mamshich from Mishayakir ad Netzachama. It makes a lot of sense. The Oilum was asking, in such a short Zman you have for Kriyashma? That's the Ikr Zman Kima. The Ikr Zman Kima, the Rav Bnei Adam, is from Mishayakir ad Netzachama. Memela says, even though there are people that are still getting up later on. Rabbi Eliezer, the time may also, like we said in Chaburim on Daf Dalet, the Betzer Rabbi Eliezer holds that we go Basar Rav Bnei Adam v'negeya to Kriyash Mashal Arvit. And even though there are people that are going to sleep later on also, but Rav Anoshim that are going to sleep by the Ashmur Rishayno. We don't reckon with the mute. Mameli says the same thing by Kriyash Mashal Shachris. Hagam that you have Bnei Malachim that are Miyuta that are still getting up later on, we don't reckon with the miyut, and the Zman Kima is Nikva Gefi the Rav, and Mameli that's between Mishayakir and Netzachamo. After Netzachamo, it's already not the Zman Kima for Rav Bnei Adam, Mameli can't be Yaitse. Rabbi Yeshua, on the other hand, he says, no, we go back to the miyut, you can falazach on the miyut. And since the miyut are still getting up, it's also still considered Kumecho. Befrat, like the Ramban says, if Kumecho is Lashin Yachid, you go back to the Yechidim, it could be. Maybe it's the mensch himself, maybe it's the Yechidim of Klal Yisrael. But of Kumecho, you don't need the Rav to be Kriveya. It's still considered as Man Kima for other people. Shaka Sari got learns like this also. That's the Machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. How do we reckon of Kumecho? Do you go Basar the Rav? Do you go Basar even a Miut? The feed is, it's very Gishmak, Rabbeinu Yeino. Rabbeinu Yeino says that even according to Rabbi Yeshua, that which you can lay in Kriyashma, Lichatchilo, it's only Ara Netzachamo. That's the Zman Lechatchilo. And he says even more so. He says, B'diavad, it's not just that he brought the Raya from later on that there's a din mitzvah min mufchar to lane it then. He says it's only B'diavad. You're only Yaitzi the Daraisa, but the Daravan in your Taka over already. Once it's already after Netzachamo. And the Shaila is, Farvos, why according to Yeshua that holds he can rely on the B'nai Malachim to be still considered as Zman Kimo, so why is there an Indian Dafka to lane before Netzachamo, before the end Zman of Rabbi Eliezer? L'chori should be able to go to Gimel Shais. And the answer is, like we said before, in the same way, we go Basar, L'chatchila, the Zman is Rav Bnei Adam. The same way that L'chatchila, you're not supposed to lane Kriyashma from Alois HaShachar until Misha Yakir, even though Ike Inshi Dekaimi Baishato, it is considered Midarais the Zman of Kumecho, but since it's only a mute, Memela, L'chatchila, you're not supposed to be Semech on that Zman. So too, B'negeya to after Netzachamo, you're right, Ike Inshi Dekaimi Baishato. But since it's only a miyut, l'chatchila, you're not supposed to falazach on that Zman. And it's only a din b'diavad. L'fidus, l'chura makes sense. Why, at least in Rabbeinu Yoino, it's only a din b'diavad after Netzachamo. The question is, Rabbeinu Yoino, l'chura is a yachid b'adover. Rav Rishayim holds, not that way, Rav Rishayim holds that in a chanami, you're not allowed to be in a chanami even after Netzachamo, it's still a chatchilo. That which they were masmech, gula le tefila, that which they learn Kriyashma, Vasikin learn Kriyashma, Dafki Kivasikin was a mitzvah min amuvcher, that they should be able to be masmech gula tzvila at the first possible time. But according to the other Rishonim, in a Chanami, Lacher, there was no difference between Misha Yakir and Gimel Shoyis. From Misha Yakir and Gimel Shoyis is all considered lechatchila. If that's the case, Lachero, Vos Epis, that when it comes to before Misha Yakir, after Leisa Shachar until Misha Yakir, the Lach is Rav Rishonim say that it's only a din b'dieved. Why? Because Ika Inshi Dekayim Bashat, it's only a mute. How come after Netzacham you don't say the same thing? The same way that before Misha Yakir, since it's only a mit, Bnei Adam that are getting up, it's B'di'evin. So then after Netzacham also should be B'di'evin. We don't find another Rishonim. Moreover, Tosfos is Meduyik on Chesam and Beis that you can't be Yetzah Afilu B'di'evin. The Stima's Divrei Tosfos is, he says on Chesam and Beis at the bottom, V'hai denok el achar shiyala Amud HaShachar. That which the Gemara says that you can lame Kriyashma twice, once before Amud HaShachar, and once after Amud HaShachar, and B'yetza Shalala Shoyim, that which says after Amud HaShachar, Lav Dafka Miyad, it doesn't mean Miyad Achar Amud HaShachar. That's Tzarech Lamtin, L'chol HaPachos, Shiyur D'Masnisan, Ad Shiyakim, Mitzchilas L'Karsi. L'chol HaPachos, you have to wait to Misha Yakir. If that's the case, then it sounds like, according to Tosfos, doesn't mention anything about Hashas HaTchak. The Stima's Divrei Tosfos is Mashma, that no matter what the situation is, you have to wait to Misha Yakir to link Kriyashma. It's mashma that even b'di'evid, you wouldn't be able to be Yetzin. There's a little bit of an aura because Tosfos on Testament Beis seems to say not that way. Tosfos in Unzer Sugya says, the Kriyashma kivasikin, Teimo de le'el paskin in command de matir la'achar amura shachar miyad. Tosfos says, lehedya, that you're allowed to link Kriyashma achar amura shachar miyad, referring to Kriyashma shal shachris. Which is not like he said then. The Beis Yosef, he doesn't handle the stira, but he handles shitas at Tosfos. It seems that he comes out at the end of the day that in a Chanami, could be that Tosfos agrees that there is an inyan of b'di'evid b'shas atchak that you can lay in Kriyashma after Aleis HaShachar, which would shtim him with the rest of the Rishonim, and that which he says on Chesmut Beis, you have to say so much lay b'shas atchak, but in a Chanami b'shas atchak, because he's going in Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon, the question is if Reb Shimon is going b'shas atchak or not. Tosfos was going l'chol ha'pachos shalay b'shas atchak. And Memela, Tosfos said that you have to wait to Misha Yakir. And Achlam Mishas Atchak, can't then have Tosfos over here? That it's Mutter Miyad Achar Leis HaShachar. And the Shaila is, Evazeh, what's the chilik between after Leis HaShachar till Misha Yakir? That it's only a Mikzas B'nei Adam that are getting up. And therefore it's B'di'evit. It's only B'di'evit that you're Yetzah B'lechatzchilu, you can't be Yetzah. And how come after Netzacham, it's also only a Mikzas B'nei Adam that are getting up? And nevertheless, you can be Yetzah B'lechatzchilu. So Lechur, there's a big chilik between the two Zmanim. The Zman of after Aleis HaShachar to Misha Yakir is not just the Zman which is Miktas B'nei Adam that are Kaimi. It's Rav B'nei Adam that are sleeping. B'meila B'etzmi have a steer in the Zman. It's a steer whether or not it's considered Zman Kim or is it considered Zman Shchiva. B'meila, since Rav B'nei Adam are Sheikhvin, you can lechatchila call it as a Zman Kimo if B'etzem it's a Zman Shchiva. The Rav B'nei Adam is Zman Shchiva. Mashenkin after Netzachamo, that's not a Zman Shchiva B'chlal. That's a Zman Shchiva for B'nei Malacha maybe. But Zichar for Ruba, the Ruba of the Inchi, is not considered Zman Shchiva B'chlal. Since it's not considered Zman Shchiva B'chlal, B'meila, the Zman Kima, even though it's only a Mikzas B'nei Adam, there's no problem to lay in Kriyashma L'chatchila, because there's no Stira B'etzem in the Zman. The Zman is not a Stira between, like, Klosh and Arajba, Shchiva V'kim, Zman Shchiva V'kim U'murav and Zevazeh. It's not Zman Shchiva V'kim U'murav and Zevazeh. For the Gantz Orlam, it's Zman Kima. Rav B'nei Adam already got up by Netzachama. There's a mikzas that in a Chanami are mamshich ad Gimel Shoyis. You're allowed to follow, you're allowed to rely on the mikzas till Gimel Shoyis, because there's no Zman Shchiva there. There's no problem to rely on the mikzas. And the Chur, that's Shitas HaTosis, that's Mavur in the Gemara. In Yuma, that Rubadan Shar Amad Yushalayim, they talk a lane that after Netzachamo, that sounds like Rav Klal Yisrael. There were the people that were in a Chanami Maktim, or the people that were Ma'achal, like it says over there, Anshi Mishmar, Mechulu. However, Rubadan Shi, the Shar Inshi Yushalayim, Shar Amad Yushalayim, they talk a lane that Lechatchila after Aleis HaShachar.
What's with the Raya of the Menyonim?
We'll get to that. Mezor Hashem. The next Shitas Rabbeinu Yirna. Now it's interesting that why Tosfos wasn't Misyachis to the second member of Shimon Bar Yochai. Tosfos, Shitas HaTosfos, is L'chora that L'chatchila, Tosfos asked, like we just said beforehand, that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai holds the Yilad Alein Kriyash Mashal Shachar already from Achar Alei Sashachar. And Vosep is over here that we say we pass in Kivasikin. So Tosfos says, in Echanami, L'chatchila this man is from Vasikin, from Misha Yakir, and Mitzvah Min HaMuvchor from Vasikin. B'diyavid, B'shas HaTchak, like we said before, and you could already learn from Alei Sashachar. That's Shitas Tosfos. Not like Rabbeinu Yerno. They hold that L'chatchila, just the Shtelavek, L'chur, according to Tosfos, according to Rabbeinu Yerno, there is the din L'chatchila to learn Kriyashma from Misha Yakir Adon Yitzchama. Everything else is B'diyavid. L'chur, according, let's just speak out. According to Rabbi Yair, L'chur, there's no nafkamino between, if you're not being masmach gula tvila, there's no nafkamino between learning kriyashma miyad by Misha Yaker or right before Netzach Hama. Because both of those are zmanim that are lechatvila, that's zman that can be rubed in shi. However, before Misha Yaker, after Netzach Hama, that's already considered b'diyavid. Not only that, like so, why is it considered b'diyavid? Because le can be rubed in shi. Rabbi Yair says something very interesting. Rabbi Yair says, even if you miss the Zman of Netzach Hama, still you should be medakted to learn Kriyashma right away afterwards. You shouldn't push it off. And the Shaila is why? Why not push it off? Once you already missed it, so no, parcha. You missed it, go back to turn over, go back to sleep. Why not get a good few hours of sleep? What's the Indian Bechlal to be makdim afterwards? So the truth is that this halacha is gebracht in Shulchan Aruch. In Simen Nun Chesiv Beis, it says that somebody that didn't learn Kriyashma right away, he should learn it as soon as possible after Netzach Hama. And the Mishnah Berurah says, what's the reason why? It's the reason Magdim in the Mitzvah. It's the reason Magdim and you should learn Kriyashma right away. Now, from Rabbeinu Yoina, it didn't seem like that's the reason why he's using Magdim. It could be that the Makar is talking about Rabbeinu Yoina. God of the Bera Gerlo does quote Rabbeinu Yoina as the Makar for the Halacha. Maybe the Mishnah Berurah understood not that way. Very, very similar to what we saw by Kriyashma Shel Arvis. The same thing that the Mishnah Berurah, the Rabbeinu Yehuda says, is a din lechatchila to lay in Kriyashma as soon as possible, and that's nichlan zekanos v'chamim. The Shabura comes along and he says, no, it's a din as reason magdim lemitzvah. So too over here, he says that it's a din as reason magdim. Maybe he didn't understand that the makar is from Rabbeinu Yehuda. But Rabbeinu Yehuda says in a chanami lechatchila, there's a one should lay in Kriyashma right after Vasikin, right after Netzach Hama if he wasn't able to do it beforehand. The shaila is why. Even though we said that the Zman is not lechatchila mi'netzach hama ve'ilech, you already missed the Iker Zman if you're holding by netzach hama. Afilu hachim leikara istakoyda manetz, yesh leilahaktim leikareisa bimehira kol mashi yuchav. Lean it as quick and as close to netzach hama as possible. What's the reason why? Lechurla, if you what we're saying, it's very gishmak. The more inshi dekaimi that you have, the better off that you are. The more it's nichol of kumecho. Don't rely on the miyuta de miyuta. The Rishonim Me'as Vasefes that we're relying on the miyuta de miyuta. Don't rely on the miyuta de miyuta. The closer that you have to Rubid Inchi de Kaimi, the better you are. I saw Lavush. I thought maybe the Makar of Mishnah Berurah was Lavush. Because Lavush said last time also is Rizim Magdim Lemitzvah. I went to look up the Lavush. Lavush says no. He doesn't go as Rizim Magdim. He says the reason why you should learn Kriyashma right away is Kivan the Kvar of a Zman Kima de Rubid Inchi. L'chorim meduyik, like we're saying, that's already Rav Inshi, Rubid Inshi already got up. At least the whole Pachas chap vivu meken, as much as you could chap that it should be considered as man kima, even if Rav Inshi already got up before him. That's it, that's Rabbeinu Yoino. Tosfos, like we said, is chorlik, and Tosfos says no. There's no inyan lechatchila to lein kriyashma before Netzach Hama, dafka, unless you're being masmach gula tefila. When is this man kriyashma according to Tosfos? The way the Tosfos shells it avek is there's kama zmanim. There's a zman b'di'eved that starts from Misha Yakir, that starts from Netzach Hama. It's only b'di'eved because l'chor it's only miktas b'nei eldam. Once you have, or because it's also kima and zman shchiva together, once you hit Misha Yakir, that's a zman which is already lechatchila. That zman continues up until Gimel Shoyis. However, the mitzvah and the mufkor you should lain it before Netzach Hama, like the Vasikin, kedei sheyis marigul le'tzvila. But in the Chanami, for whatever reason, you're not being masmach gula tefila, then l'chura, there's no reason to link Kriyashma dafka then. Lefi this, says Tosfos, all the Mishnayos are answered. In the Chanami, Shimon bar Yochai We pass like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai on Chesam Beis that this man starts b'dieved at least from Alayis HaShachar. However, the Chatchila, it's like under Mishnah of Mishayakir. Mitzvah Min HaMuvchor is the Kvasikin of Abaya. And Shar Amad Yerushalayim is those that couldn't chaf the Vasikin, they got the Shar Amad Yerushalayim. B'meilo, Hakol HaMakayim Yelvi B'Sholim. It's not Hakol HaMakayim, because this wasn't Mishayakis to two Gemaras. The first one that he wasn't Mishayakis to is the Gemara on Chesamad Aleph. Chesamad Beis, Chesamad Aleph, the second Lashon of Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says in the second Lashon, and Rav Yeshua ben Levi paskins like the second Lashon, that Kriyas Masal Shachris you could only learn from Kriyas Masal Shachris you could only learn from Netzach Hamo. Kriyas Masal Arvis you could learn until Netzach Hamo, and Kriyas Masal Shachris is only from Netzach Hamo. According to that Lachero, that would stem with the Gemara in Yuma that says that Shar Amad Yerushalayim learned Kriyas Ma only afterwards. Lachero the Mashmois is that we don't paskin like Unzer Mishnah, Misha Yakir. We paskin that, if Shuvan Levi paskins like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says only from Netzach Hamo, the Chor of the Mashmois is that we should learn Dafka from a Netzach Hamo. Why wasn't Taisus Misachas to this Gemara? So it could be that the reason Taisus wasn't Misachas to it is because in Chesamad Aleph, Taisus already said that even according to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, in the second Tarot, it says, even according to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, in a Chanami, Yitaka could lay in Kriyashma Shal Shachris beforehand. You really could say, also Kriyashma Shal Arvis, and also Kriyashma Shal Shachris between Alois and Nate. The only reason the Gemara didn't say that is because he wanted to say a bigger Chiddush, or another Chiddush, that even though you're allowed to lay in Kriyashma Shal Shachris Achar Nate, you're not allowed to lay in Kriyashma Shal Arvis Achar Nate. Even though Ika mixes this inchi, the Shachvi by Shat, the Goni by Shaito, still you're not allowed to lay in Kriyashma Shal Arvis at that time. But it doesn't mean that you're not allowed to learn Kriyashma Shachris beforehand. The Meila Taisus on Testament Aleph was same with what he said. Testament Beis was same with what he said in Testament Aleph, and therefore he didn't have to read it. The truth is that's one of the Tirutim that Taisus says in Yuma. In Yuma, Taisus asks this question. L'chora we see we pass in Gavshim by Yochai that this man is only from Netzach Hamo, and Taisus gives three different Tirutim. His last Teretz is in Echanami that either we don't pass in Gavshim Shuvan Levi, we go like Abayus Basro. Or in a Chanami, it's loved after Rav Shimon Bar Yochai when he said Achar Netzach Hamo is loved after Achar Netzach Hamo. Even before Netzach Hamo, we just wanted to say the Chiddush that you can only learn Kriyas Masal Shachris Achar Netzach Hamo and not Kriyas Masal Arvis. However, if you look there in Taisus in Yuma, Taisus in Yuma brings Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is no. Then in a Chanami, we paskin like the second lashon of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. We pass like the second, this is how the Baal HaMor goes also, we pass like the second Lashon of Shimon Bar Yochai, that Zman Kriyas Masal Shachris only starts from Netzach Hamo. And that's shot in the Gemara of Shar Amad Yerushalayim, that they were laying Kriyas Masal Shachris, only after the light of the Netzach Hamo got to the Nereshes, which is after Netz, because that was the Zman, the Chatchila. Aye, the Gemara says, Mishnah says Mishayaki, we don't pass like that, Rishon Balevi pass like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Aye, Abai, who's a Basra, says that halacha is kivasikin, kriyashma kivasikin, sheyukur nesayim anetzachamo, kdei sheyismachu gula tefila. Says Rabbeinu Tam, a massive chiddush, zokter in Echanami, the vasikin did shalaykedin, mishum chavivus ha-mitzvah, yishlayin what vasikin means according to him. It's got a different shadow, what vasikin means. Does it mean a vasik who's somebody who's machaviv mitzvah? Or is it a talmud? But in Echanami, Rabbeinu Tam understood, he got it speaks it out of there, it was as chavivus. It was chavivus as the mitzvah of tefila bizmano. That tefila bizmano starts dafka from Netzach Hamo, Yeruchah Hashemesh, to start davening im Hashemesh, b'Netzach Hamo, b'meila they were makdim zman kriyah, they were makdim kriyashma to tefila, hagam that they lain kriyashma shalei bizmano. He says the fidus is very gishmak, the Mishnah Megillah. The Mishnah Megillah says that anything which is mitzvah, kol davar shemitzvah b'yoyim, the mitzvah is mi'an Netzach Hamo. The meila in the Chanami kriyashma, which is mitzvah b'yoyim, the mitzvah is mi'an Netzach Hamo. And the shaila Rabbeinu Tam is twofold. First of all, vos epis that the vasikin were madif, they preferred tefila over kriyashma. You're telling me that they wanted to have tefila bizmano, so they were makdim kriyashma. So instead they got kriyashma shalei bizmano. Why was it better to be madif and get the maila of chavivus tefila bizmano when you're being, when you're losing out on the Zman of Kriyat Shema B'Zmanim. It's the first aura. And the second aura is that how could you say that Chazal were Kiveya, the Zman Tfila L'Chatchila is at the first possible time, if there's a din to be Masmech Gul L'Tfila, that means you're supposed to say Kriyat Shema beforehand. Everybody agrees B'Shachris you're supposed to be Masmech Gul L'Tfila. How are you able to be Masmech Gul L'Tfila at the proper time of Tfila when Tfila, the first time you could daven, and the Chaviv is the time to daven, is there a time that you can't say Kriyat Shema beforehand? How could it be? So maybe you could say that Rabbeinu Tam is the Shitasei, that he holds that Kriyat Shema is only a din derabanan. And Memele Nechanami, we're not handling a derais of Kriyat Shema connected to derabanan of Tfila. It's a derabanan and derabanan. And the truth is, even if you don't go like that way, we don't know what Bishim Baruch Hu holds. But even if you hold that Kriyat Shema is a deraisa, but what is the din deraisa? Deraisa, according to Rishon Baruchoy, you can't be yetzer from Aleisa Shachar. It's only from an Eitz Acham that you can be yetzer according to Rishon Baruchoy. The Chura, the Pashtus is that it's considered as Zman Kima. The Gemara says, being Mazber, the first Lashon Rishon Baruchoy, Ike Inshi Dekami Baishato. People are still getting up. People are getting up from Aleisa Shachar. There's a Pashtus to say that you're not yetzer beforehand, Befrat, the way that we understood beforehand, that Ruba the Inshi get up between Misha Yakir and Netzachama. Zichr before Netzachama, Reiv of the Oilim is getting up. How does the pastor say that Midaraisa, you're not going to be Yetzah, you have Kumecha? Zichr, Zichr, Yetzah, and Adaraisa, Zichr level. And Befrat, if you're going to say that you're only Yetzah according to Netzachama, then come to us that there's a Machlekes, Mamesh, a Machlekes, Rechaiko, between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimba Yechai. According to Rabbi Lezer, you can only be Yetzah up until Netzachama, and afterwards you're not even Yetzah B'Dieven. According to Shimon Yochai, you can only be Yetzir from Netzachama, and before you're not even Yetzir B'Dieved. And both get the Machlekes. L'chur, that's Mamesha, it's a Machlekes Rechaiko. Mela, the Pashtus says that Zichr of Shimon Yochai is Maskim, that Midaraisa, it is considered a Zman Kimo. So how come we wait till later? First step is that the Zman is only from later on. L'chur, the Pashtus is because, like he says, like Rabbeinu Tam says, the Mishnah Megillah says, Kol Davar Shemitzvasi B'Yoyim, it's only Minan Netzachamo, because people can't be mavchin between the time before Netzachamo and the time after Netzachamo. Memela Chazal were kaveya that Shemidavka Netzachamo, and that's the chur of the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma says Sharamad Yushalayim, they weren't able to be mechavin beforehand. Memela they had to wait till Netzachamo, but not that Be'etzem Kriyat Shema this man is not beforehand. On a deraisa tikkun level, Zichr this man is beforehand, and Memela the Vasikin held that Kokama they were able to be mechavin the shoyis. Hagam the Chazal were kaveya. That since Reuben and she weren't able to mechav in the shoyis, maybe let's start from Netzachama. But it's not because Be'etzim is a mile in Netzachama. It's because Netzachama is the day, because that's what's clear to everybody. That's the day. The Mela, the Vasikin did Shalei Kedin, but it's really Kedin. It is Kedin because that is the time that you should be laning. That is the Zman which is Reuben and she Kaimi. It's just that not everybody could be mechavin. The Vasikin that were able to be mechavin at that time, the Mela they were makdim Shalei Kedin. What does it mean Shalei Kedin? It's Shalei Kedin that the way Chazal were Kaveya, Zichr Shalei Kedin, because they were Kaveya for Ruba, that and she Ruba Damadu Shalayim. That's what they're Kaveya for. But in the Chanami they were Kaveya. It's not that it's not Shalei Kedin. They did go connected Chazal. But the Mela and the Chavivis of the Zman was they were able to be Mechav in the Zman. The Mela they laned Kriyat Shema before in Netzachama to be able to be Masmach Gula Tvila. The Mela in the Chanami, the Iker Zman of Tvila is Ban Netzachama. Because that is the Zman of Kriyat Shema Be'etzem even before in the Ruba D'Inshi. However, since people can't be Mechavin, Chazal were Kaveya one Zman for later on. Even if it means losing the first possible Chavivas Zman of Tfila. But anybody that could be Mechavin, they were able to do it, the Vasikin were able to do it to be Mechavin. The Mela they did it. So it's not that they were Madif Kriyat Shema over Tfila over Kriyat Shema. It's that they understood that you have the Mela Sai of Tfila and Sai of Kriyat Shema together. That's the Chur Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. The Balmar and the Rach, they also go Al Derech Rabbeinu Tam. That we pass like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the second Lashon Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that in the Chanami it's only Me'an Netzachamo. However, there's a little, slight differences in each Shito. The Balmar understood, he says that there's really three different Zmanim. There's the Zman of Kredim Netzachamo, there's the Zman Ima Netzachamo, and there's the Zman Achar Netzachamo. The mainly says, before Netzachamo you shouldn't learn Kriyat Shema. Ima Netzachamo, that's the Zman for Kriyat Shema. And Achar Netzachamo, that's the Zman of Tfilo. In the Chanami, so we fardin, it's not, you don't have the problem that the Vasikin are current Shalei Kedin. In the Chanami, they're not current Shalei Kedin, they're current Kedin, because they're laning at the Zman of at the Zman of Netzach Hamo, which is the Zman of Kriyashma, and they're being Masmech Gula L'Tvila at the first possible time, because the Zman of Tvila is only Achar Netzach Hamo. Zman of Kriyashma is Im Netzach Hamo, and Zman of Tvila is Achar Netzach Hamo. The Rach says, Gemrin doesn't mean finishing. Gemrin means current. The Mela, he also is Matarit the Ha'ar of Rabbeinu Tam. The Vesikin were doing Shalek Edin? No. The Vesikin weren't being Gemrin or Netzach Hamo, which means that they were finishing before Netzach Hamo, which means they did Shalek Edin. Gemrin means Kurin, Ligmar Asahalal. And the Mela, they laned it together with Netzach Hamo, because that is the Zman of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. That's how we paskin. That's Shar Amad Yerushalayim. The Mela, they laned it together with Netzach Hamo, and they were Yetzei. Lechatchila, the Indian of Smichas Gula L'Tvila. Now, Lechur, according to them, it's Tzarech Bir Tuva L'Lashon of the Gemara. That which they were the current Esem and Netzach Hamo, Kidei Sheyis Mech Gula L'Tvila, it wasn't Kidei Sheyis Mech Gula L'Tvila. It was Lav Dafka. It was because that's the Iker Zman. Before, and you can't lane it. According to everybody else, according to Tais, according to Benin, Betzim, the Zman, Tzarech Mishi Yakir, they pushed it off to later on, Kideish Yismach Gula Tvila. But according to them, that's not the Iker Zman. The Iker Zman starts from Netzach Hamo. What does it mean, Kideish Yismach Gula Tvila? There happens to be a different gear set that they bring down. Maybe according to the gear set, it's a little bit better. But the Pashta says in the Hanami, it's a little bit shver, the Lashon of Kadesh Yitzmach Gula Tefila. Or it means that they were makdim it.
They could have touched Shema Nasri first. From the fact they said Kadesh Shema first, they're being said Gula Tefila.
Kurin the Summon and Netzach Hamo.
But they could have touched Shema, both as Manuel at the same time.
We have a chiyuv al tpi Rav Yochanan and Mishuv and Levi. Everybody holds out to be masmech with Gula Tvila. You don't have such an possibility in the morning. Maybe it means that they could have leaned it later on, and they were mocked into leaning it at the first possible time. They just leaned the Tvila at the earliest possible time that they could in a Chanami. According to that, possibly. The shaila is, how does Rashi go? How does Rashi learn? What is Shitas Rashi? We saw this already. Shitas Rabbi Yoino, the Shitas Teisvis and the Rosh, and the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, the Rach, the Balamor, that all learned the Lechatchila Zman is really from later on. How does Rashi learn? So the Elam saw Rashi, and the Elam was bothered by Rashi. And as were the Achrenim, Rashi is Pasach Bekad V'Siyim B'Chovitz. Rashi says, V'Sikin Anoshim Anovim V'Machavim B'Mitzvahis, or you currently Nesem Netzach Hamo, K'dei Sheyismach Gula Tvilo, V'Nimtza Mispala V'Yoyim, Da Netzach Hamo Devar Kol Yoyimu. Frek the Gemara, Mai Kro, says Rashi, the Mitzvah L'Ispala V'Netzach Hamo, Micro the mitzvah liyispalel im Netzach Hamo. What is the pasuk that tells us that the mitzvah to daven by Netzach Hamo? Lechura clearly we're talking about tefillah. Says Rashi Vayter, the siv yiruucha m'shemesh. Masai misyaren mimcha. When is Klal Yisrael fearing the Ribbono Shel Olam? Kishemeracho mekablan aleihem dainu malchus shemayim shemekam aleihem bekriyashma. It's at the time that they're mekablan malchus shemayim bekriyashma. That's when there's the yiruucha. Im Hashemesh Kolaymar, Kshashemesh Yoytza, Hainu Im Netzach Hamo. When is it Marachak Mekablon Aleim? When Benetzach Hamo, when the Shemesh comes out. L'chura, the Mashmois, Rashi seems to say at the end that Zman Kriyashma is Im Netzach Hamo, Kshashemesh Yoytza, Hainu Im Netzach Hamo. Which would mean that Rashi is going like the Rach. The Rach says that the Zman is Netzach Hamo. Rashi clearly seems to be saying that the Yeruucha Mashemesh is referring to Malchus Shemayim Mekabalayim B'Kriyashma, and that's Im Hashemesh, because Shemesh Yetzah, Hainu Men Netzach Hamo. L'chor, the Pashtus would be that Rashi is going like the Rach. And as they learned under Achrenim, some Achrenim learned that way. The problem is that, like we said before, and Rashi started off with Tvilo, and then he switched to Kriyashma. Maikro Dimitril is Palam Netzach Hamo. What's the pasuk? What's the makor that it's mitzvah to daven in Netzach Hamo? And he brings the makor of to say Kriyashma by Netzach Hamo. So is it Tefillah or is it Kriyashma? Which one? Also, a diktuk la'anine atam. Rashi says, Im Hashemesh, koloimar, kishashemesh yuitze hainu min Netzach Hamo. What's the koloimar? Kiyodua, anytime that Rashi says koloimar, it's coming lafuke from a pashup shat. Pashup shat would have thought not that way. Rashi says, koloimar, not that way. What would I have thought not that way? Im Hashemesh means together, because Hashemesh Yitzah. What's Rashi's, what's the Kaloimah of Rashi? L'chura, the Mashmoy says that in Hanami, Rashi is talking not going like the Rach. And Rashi understands that, like Tosfos, that the Tefillah has to be micro, the Mitzvah Li'ispala L'Nitzachamo, that the Mitzvah of Tefillah is B'Nitzachamo. Aye, what does Rashi say? Deceive Yeruchim Hashemesh, Mosai Misyoran Mimcho, Kishimarach Mekablin Aleim, Dainamach Shemaim. It's interesting, the double lashon. So those that were medactic. Mosai Misyoran Mimcho, Kishimarach Mekablin Aleim. When do they fear? When they fear you? When they're Mekabel, you're Mero. In other words, the Marach Mekablin Aleim is the Kriyashma, 100%. When is the Zman Tadavin? When is the Yeruchim Hashemesh? Right after your Mekabel Ovach Hashemaim. Your Makabal Omach Shemaim, now that your Makabal Omach Shemaim, not the Kabbal Omach Shemaim is Mir Shemesh. When is the proper time to daven? The proper time to daven is just after your Makabal Omach Shemaim. When were your Makabal Omach Shemaim? With Kriyashma. Im Hashemesh, that's when you're davening. As soon as you finished Kriyashma, Lifnea Neitzachamo, and your Makabal Omach Shemaim, Mamelo, Inachanami, that's the Zman to daven, to lane. To daven Shmoneh. It could be that Rashi was bothered a little bit by the lashon of Yeruchim Hashemesh. What's the year of Tvilo? Shema, we understand. We saw the Rishonim say year could be either on Tvilo or it could be on Shema. What's the year of Tvilo? What's the Yilu Berada? Maybe that's the ending of year by Tvilo. But the year we understand, says Rashi, is Kabbalah Zom Shemaim. That's the Maracha Mekablan Aleim. The Zman to be Mispalel is right after Maracha Mekablan Aleim. So you finish the murder of Mekablin Aleim, and then you daven. So the Tzlach also, he learns a different shot in Rashi, but he comes to the same Askana that in Hanami. Rashi is explaining that they pushed off Kriya Shema until the Zman that was first possible to daven, so that they could daven had to be able to, at the beginning. The... What's that? No, you're supposed to be Masmur Chul. That's the best time to Masmur Chul. Let's feel it. Lav Dafka. Lav Dafka, maybe we'll get to that in a minute. Lav Dafka. It depends what the Indian Masmur Chul is. Very good. Maybe a Raila Dover is the Gemara. The Gemara says, doesn't have to be Muchach, but the Gemara says on Chof Heyam and Beis that Yard Vitova, Yard Litvo, Im Yochel Alis, Yiskasois, Achelotona Techamo, is Yalavi Yiskasa. Mimlav, Yiskasa Bamaim. Says the Gemara, Lema Sisin Kreb Eliezer. And for the Gemara, no, Dilma Kreb Yeshua Kevasikin. Says the Nafekta Nachlas David, Lacher, we have a Gemara Mufureshes, not like the Rach, Rebbeinu Tam, Ubalamor, Zimayu. Everybody that holds that the Zman is from Nezachamo. Why? The Gemara says, Dilma Kreb Eliezer. Lema Masis and Kreb Eliezer. L'chor it's mevur from the fact that you're supposed to say lein Kriya Shema in the Mayim. If you don't have enough time before Netzachamo, you're supposed to lein Kriya Shema. Then vice versa, you're passing Kreb Eliezer. And Kreb Eliezer holds when before Netzachamo. Says Gemara, no, it's like Kreb Yeshua and Vasikim. Now, what time are we talking about? In the Havamini of the Gemara, when the Gemara thought like a Kriya Kreb Eliezer, behechrik it has to be before Netzachamo. So the Gemara is matkin and says, no, it's going according to Yeshua, okay, Vasikin. It means before Netzachamo. That means Vasikin were going before Netzachamo. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, you can say in Hanami. That's Shalikadin of Vasikin. But according it would be interesting that the Mishnah would be telling me to do a din Shalikadin. That would be a little bit interesting. But Zichra and the Rach and the Baal Amor, Lachara, it's Mevur that the Zman Kriyashma is the Zman which passed according to Rebbe Eliezer, which means before Netzachamo. So what's Pshat in the other Shittas? So he says, Tzorach Loimar, Akarchach Tzorach Loimar, that the Rach didn't have the Girsa of Im Yochol Lalis Viliskasis Vilikreis. He wasn't Girsa Vilikreis. It was Yal Im Yochol Lalis Viliskasis. And Lahava Minu, we thought it meant also Likreis, so we thought it was Rebbe Eliezer. But in Echanami, the Maskana Sagamara just means Lalish Viliskasis, but the Likreis is going to be in Echanami and Itzachamo. So the truth is that I was bothered a little bit. What happens? How could he just take out a word? So I looked in the Kovet Shitas Kamoi, that has all the Shitas of the Rishonim. And I looked, Yigatum Matzos Tamin. I found the Sefer Abatim that seems to say that way. It seems to have that Kirsa of Im Yochol Lalish Viliskasis. And it doesn't say Velikaris. That would be, according to that. But lechera the gears of Reb Reuven of the Rishonim is sakal alis with kasa vilikris. Meaning after Matzchin Rashi also that he also didn't have the gears. The gears that it seems that all the rather Pali Atosis and everybody else had Rabbeinu Yoino. That Rashi didn't have it would be lechera a little bit schwer to say that. And there, I didn't see a Rashi on Chavez or Chafei that's in Tiachasim. But Kumtas, according to this, Lachar Rashi would be going like Shitas Atoisis, Shitas Arosh, then in Hanami, the Zman Kriyashma Lechatchila is before Netzachamo. What's the reason is before Netzachamo, from Ishiyaka and afterwards? What's the reason to push it off to Netzachamo? Kadesh Yismach Gula Tzvila. Now the Shaila is, like the Alam is asking beforehand, what do we do with the Raya of Rabbeinu Yoino? Lachara, it's a Raya Shein Lev Tshuva. Mamish, the Gemara Mishnah says clearly that if you're not able to get up, get out of the water, and get dressed before and laying Kriyat Shema before Netzachamo, then you should be Miskasav Emayim V'Yikra. How do you get out of that, Lachara? Lachara, it's Mavur that there's a Maila of laying Kriyat Shema before Netzachamo, even when you're not being Masvach Gula Tzvila. Lachara, you're not davening Shmoneh Esrei in the water, even though it's not so pashut, not that pashut. There are according that maybe want to say that. Before the pashut mashmoyis is that you're not laying in the water. There's different halachas stamos that when you get to Kriyat Shema and Tefila. Kriyat Shema, even if your top half of your body is uncovered, then you're still allowed to lay in Kriyat Shema. However, Shmoneh Esrei, the top half of your body is uncovered, you're not allowed to daven Shmoneh Esrei. So maybe the Chanami bends down or he totally covers himself. He's lying whether or not you can daven like that. That's it's not so pashut that you have the yichilus to daven. Like that. So I saw that the Netziv in Merei Mesodeh, he says that it's Machlekes HaPoiskim, what the halacha is, the Taz is Machmer, but he says Rei Poiskim seems to say not that way, that after the first parsha, you're allowed to be Oisik in something else. In other words, that din, that you're not allowed to be Oisik in anything when you get to Kriyat Shema, that's only going to get to the first parsha. But after that, oiskin b'malachta b'kurin, the Gemara says, they could be oisik b'malacha after the ikar chiyuv, it's the first pasuk of the first parsha, the umnen are oiskin b'malachta b'kurin. Merely says in the Chanami, you're laying Kriyat Shema, the first parsha of Kriyat Shema, inside the water. Afterwards, you get out of the water, and as you're laying the second parsha and the third parsha, you're also getting dressed. And in the Chanami, masmul gula tefila afterwards. Hagam that I saw that Rabbi Yashiv in his Shurim also says the same way without quoting the Netziv. He also goes the same way. Mamash says the same thing. You could be Isaac b'malachta and b'meila. And the Chanami, they were being masmul gula tefila. Fi this, nafal yisrael nafal binyan. Your yisrael was you're not being masmul gula tefila. And the Chanami, you are being masmul gula tefila. You lay in the first parasha inside. You finish it outside. And as you're getting dressed, the first parasha, you can't do anything. So that's why you have to say it right now. Say it right now, and then go outside. As you're saying the second and third parashas, you could be getting dressed, and if you must, we'll Google it to below.
Yaakov took a break for put on something.
Why?
Because you can't say anything if you're... You can't say the second parasha if you're not wearing anything.
So as he was coming up, like the Baba Sali, put his stuff on, as he's coming up. He says parasha Rishonu. The Shalom and the Gemara later on. We have to wait for that. What's considered the right and the Yoytze? It's on the side, that half of the second in the Chanami. Not enough to be Maftik in between. Now, Lachara, it's an Ukimta Gedoyle in the Gemara. The Pashas Mashmoyz of the Gemara, Lachara, is not that way. You're making an Ukimta in the Gemara, and the Mashmoyz of the Gemara, Lachara, is not that way. And Fakir, the Gemara seems to say that if you're getting up and coming out, that's beforehand. Miyachol Alis with Kasa Zulikrais. Mashmoyz that your Tzad is either to get out beforehand or to save the entire thing inside, not to stay inside and then get out in the middle. The Gemara should have said that. Im yachal alis v'iskasis v'likreis, then that's what you should do. Im lav, you could be kriyat shma v'yalis v'iskasis. L'chero, that would be l'chero, the pasha, the hemshech of the Gemara. After you could say b'inyin acher, it's maduik this way in the Bir Halacha. The truth is that Makar is the Big Day Yesha, seems to say this way. He says, if you look at the Gemara says something very interesting. Some of the Erlim was ma'ir this nekuda. Lema masnisan ki Rebbe Eliezer. Let's say our Mishnah is like Rebbe Eliezer, that says you have to be lachora. The Mishnah that says you have to finish it before Netzachamo is like Rebbe Eliezer. Says Gemara, Dilma ki Rebbe Yeshua ukivasikin. No, maybe it's really Rebbe Yeshua ukivasikin. What does that mean ukivasikin? Why dafka vasikin? Ki Rebbe Yeshua. According to Rebbe Yeshua, the zman lechatchila is to do it by Netzachamo. And if it's kivasikin, vasikin is only a milah. It's not a chiyuv. So why was the Mishnah telling you to do that? The Mishnah was telling you to be a vasik. The Mishnah was only talking about vasikin. What was it talking about? Says the big day, yes, shein hanami. The Mishnah was talking about vasikin. Somebody who's a vasik. Bevadai mishu vasik umekayim a mitzvah is called yom of kitikuno. Hai mitzvah shakriyash makoyed manetz adof mi pamachas micha gula tfilo. He says, you're right. He says it's better not to be masmech gula l'tfila if you're going to be somebody that's a vasik and always lanes kriyashma at a certain time, at the time of Netzach Hama, then it's better to lane kriyashma always at that time, kitikuna, he says, even though he's not going to be masmech gula l'tfila. Vadover tzorach bir, why? What milah is there to do that? The whole milah of laning kriyashma beforehand is to be masmech gula l'tfila. So even one time, for one time off, you didn't do the din. As we've said in the past, there's no streaks in Yiddishkeit. If you're not doing the richtige zach, then I don't care how many times you daven vasikin. If today you're not going to daven vasikin karoy, then don't daven vasikin karoy today. What does that mean? Since every day they davened at this time, so therefore the whole mile of davening and saying Krishma at this time is dafka because you're not going to go to tefillah. So then what mile do you have if you're not going to go to tefillah? What does that mean, Kitikuno? So l'chora you could say that in a Hanami, even according to the other Rishonim, that you're laning Kriyashma beforehand, and there's no Maila Be'etzem, l'chora there's no Chiyuv to Be'etzem finish Kriyashma before Netzach Hama, like Rabbeinu Yonah says. However, there's still a Maila of laning Kriyashma at that time. It shouldn't be on the Cheshbon of Assuming Nichas Gula Tzvila. Who says that it is? The Beis Yosef in Sima Evo, of course the Rajbo. The Rajba says in a Hanami, when he comes out of the water, he'll finish the brachas and he'll be masmech gula tefila. Why can't he be? All he's landing in the water is Krishna, but brachas he's landing when he comes out of the water. He'll be masmech gula tefila. Memela the vasikin, there is a mile to land Krishna at that time. That is an ikar zman. Why is it an ikar zman? According to Teis Lechura, there's no ikar zman you have until Gimel Shoyis. That is an ikar zman, even according because Lamaisa Misiri Beliezer holds only until then. That is the zman that came to Ruba the Inshi. There is a mailah, according to Ruba the Ezer, you could only be Yetzir till that zman, that time. So there is a mailah. Is it ma'akiv? It's not ma'akiv. But zikr, there's a mailah of tikuna to lay it at that time. Because it's the zman that came to the Inshi, and it can be masal gula tvila. If you're going to lose the mailah of gula tvila, should you lay in kriyashma at that time? Zikr not, according to the rest of the Rishonim. But here you're not losing the mailah of tzvichas gula tvila. You'll say the brachas afterwards, and you'll be able to be masal gula tvila. Kriyashma you're not going to have then. Doesn't make a difference. Smichas Gula Tefila is telling the brachas Baal Yisrael. You have the Smichas Gula Tefila. However, the Kriyashma beforehand is still Etzma Samayla to lay Kriyashma. Somebody who's a Vastik who always leans at that time, he should lay it now at this time. Rabbeinu Yonah, on the other hand, why did Rabbeinu Yonah say that you're not being Masmach Gula Tefila? L'chora, you could come out and say the brachas. Says the Siach Yitzchok, who's the Pirish on the Sidra Agro, that in the beginning of the bracha of Yitzhar, he's marech benegia to it, to the Indian of Smichas Gula Tefila, and he says, Vayistah, as we see from Rabbeinu Yonah, that Rabbeinu Yonah held you could only be Yitzhar Kriyashma, Smichas Gula Tefila, at the time that you're being Yitzhar Kriyashma. But if you're not being Yitzhar Kriyashma, then you can't be Yitzhar Smichas Gula Tefila. Be'etzem, this is the Shaka Vatari between the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham that we hope to see. It's the last Sif in Simen Mem Vav. The Goyin seems to say that you cannot be Yetzir Smichas Gula Tefila. If you're not Yetzir Kriyashma, the Mishabur is Matmi on him. He says, I don't understand. Vos Epes, why not? But what does it have to do with being Yetzir Kriyashma? Lachor, you're saying the Brach, is he going to be Matmi Gula Tefila? What's the problem? And he wants to be Matmi Gula Tefila of the Goyin. But in Echanami, the Siach Yitzchak B'das Rabbeinu Yehina, Lachor, it's Mevur. He says, Lachor, it's Meduik this way in the Rambam also. Meduik this way in the Rambam also, you cannot be Yetzir Kriyashma. Let's leave that Rambam. Leave the Rambam. At least in Rabbeinu Yonah, it's mevur that you cannot be Yaitse Smichas Gula Tefila if you're not being Yaitse Kriyashma. Does that mean? Now, it's not clear. What does that mean? It means because it's not the Zman that you're being Yaitse Kriyashma, or it's because you're not saying Kriyashma. You're only saying your Kriyashma is not the Kriyashma of Choyva, it's the Kriyashma maybe of Lamed Batil, Zerz de Viteril. And Mamela, if you're not saying the Kriyashma which to be Yaitse, then that's not considered Gula. Because the Gula is Gula of Shema? Dahainu. We declare, and this is really the Shaila, we handled this first later, much more, but just to bring up the Nakuda, and maybe this is what it's telling in, is this din of smichas gula tvila, where is the stipler in Simon Beis? Is this mailah of smichas gula tvila? Is it a mailah in the gula, or is it a mailah Is it a mile in the gula or is it a mile in the tefila? Dahainu. Is it a din that if you're saying kriyashma, so then you have an opportunity to be mevakish your tzrochim, and therefore you should say tefila afterwards? But it's best if it's a din in the gula. If you say a gula, then you should do a tefila afterwards. Or is it a din in the tefila? When you're mispalel, the best oifen of tefila is if you have a gula beforehand. Is the mile in the gula or is the mile in the tefila? Now, Rashi sounded like L'chero that it's a din in the Maila and the Gula. He says, the Derech is in Dalet Amud Beis, Rashi says, a person should be Mishen Esemech Gula L'Tvila L'mohu Doimah L'Oyav Oishamelech Sheba V'Dofak Alfizcha Shemelech Yotza Melech Amatzer Shehiflik Afu Hiflik Ye'odah Mekarev L'Kadosh Baruch Eilav U'Mratzeu B'Tishbochas V'Kilusin Shayitiyas Mitzrayim V'Miskarev Eilav V'Boyde Karev Eilav Yishle Yitvay Yitzrochov. Rashi says when a person is miskalas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mekar vila bikilusin, l'choritz mevur in Rashi, the Rashi learns that the smichas gula tefila is the kilusin of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the brachis, the mimitzrayim galtonu, based on vandu pidisonu, whatever you're saying, the yididim havarto, v'chazimayim tzareim, the whole, all the kilusin of Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's the smichas gula tefila. And the maila is, once you're mekar v'kadosh Baruch Hu, yada mekar v'kadosh Baruch Hu, ilav meratzev zesh brachis, and once he's there by the karav, yesh leitzvay etzrochav. Rashi lechura holds that the mile is a mile in the gula. Dainu, the din of smichas gula tefila is a din in the gula. If you're being mekarav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have an opportunity. You're knocked on the door. He's now coming to the door. You're going to run away? That's ridiculous. The mile is, if you have the opportunity of gula, memele, be mevakash yetzrochav with tefila. That's why it makes a lot of sense also why there's no smichas gula tefila by mincha or by musaf. If it's a mile in the tefila, so every tefila we should have, we should say kriyashma beforehand. Maybe that's what in the Yerushalmi, that they said Yishma instead of Ashrei. But without that, L'chor, we don't do that. Why don't we say Ashrei? Why don't we have a Smichas Gula Tevila beforehand? Because according to Rashi and Hanami, it's not a din in the Tevila, it's a din in the Gula. When you say a Shema, you have an opportunity to be Tevei Yotzrocho. And that's John and Rashi. Rashi says, Gula de Orto wasn't the Iker Gula wasn't at night. Hilkach Gula de Orto loichashiva lahaduri Allah Smichas Tevila. The gula at the night time is not choshev to be masmech on it, the tefila. What does that mean? It's not choshev to be masmech on the tefila? I don't understand. If you're davening, you're supposed to be mekalas HaKadosh Baruch Hu beforehand. But according to Rashi, the nekuda is in the gula. Once you have this opportunity, you're being mekalas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then go ahead and be tevei yetzrocho. But that's only a gula, which is a gula of, this is the time of gula. So that the kilusin are much more choshev if it's dover ve'itoy matoyim. And Mimela, the chashivas of the kilusin are much more chashiv. That's the opportunity. You should be tevei yetzrochav. But in Hanami, if it's balayla, it's not ikar zman. There's no inyan over there to be tevei yetzrochav. So it could be Rashi. They hold that in Hanami, the din is a din. First of all, you could be mas mechgul etzvila with the brachos alein. Even if you're not being yotzei kriyas shma, maybe that's pshat in Rashi and daf beis amud aleph. Then you could be yotzei smichas gula etzvila because you said the brachos kriyas shma, even though you weren't yotzei the kriyas shma. And that's because Rashi holds that the whole din is a din in the gula, maybe. And it's not a din. The gula means lav dafka, the shema, it rather means the kilusin. However, Rabbeinu Yoina, he holds, ken zayin, that the ikur kriyashma is, the ikur din is a din in the tefila. As a matter of fact, the stipler brings a raya. Chochom Echad, he says, brought a raya in Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina says that if you're davening a tefilas nedava, you don't have to mechadash by davar. If you daven the tefilas chiyuv in shul, and you're davening a tefilas nadava later on, you don't have to mechadash by davar, even though generally when you're saying a tefilas nadava, you have to mechadash by davar. If you're being masmech gula tefila, you don't have to mechadash by davar. In fact, Chochom Echad, what if that's a mile in the geula? So then, what were you mechadash in the tefila? The mile of smichas gula tefila is a din in the geula. It's not a din in the tefila. Elamai says no. Vayse says it's a mile in the tefila. The chiddush is a chiddush in the tefila. Smichas gula tefila is a din in the tefila. It's not a din in the geula. The Meila Rabbeinu Yoina says that the Iker Ken Zayin Rabbeinu Yoina held. What is the Iker? The Iker Smichas Gula Tvila. When a person is Makabal Olmach Shamayim, and then he goes ahead and he davens right away. That was the second lesson of Rabbeinu Yoina. He shows that you're an Evet to Rabbeinu Shalom. That's the Iker Smichas Gula Tvila. The best Tvila is when beforehand you're Makabal Olmach Shamayim. How you Makabal Olmach Shamayim? Ani Hashem Alikechem. Shoyitisi Yotem Eretz Yisrael. Niyois Lochem Lelekim. That's the Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. That's the Yitzias Mitzrayim that we're handling. That's the Bittul and the Hachna to Rebbeinu Shel and the Makabon on yourself. That's the Memela. That's the only Smichas Gula Tvila that you have. The Din is Din in the Tvila. To Daven after you showed yourself as an Evan. Memela, he learns that in a Hanami, the Iker Din of Smichas Gula Tvila is in the Shema. If you're not being Yitzias the Shema, then you're not being Yitzias Smichas Gula Tvila. Kumtai is just to be Mesakim what we have. There's three Shitas in the Rishonim. We have Rabbeinu Yoina that holds that the Zman B'di'evet is from Mishayak Lachur from Netzachama. However, the Chatchila it's from Mishayakir until Netzachama. After that, it's only B'di'evet. You should learn it as soon as possible till Netzachama, but Lamaisa B'di'evet you have until Shalish Shavis. But the Zman Lechatchila is Dafka from Alesha Shachar until Netzachama, and even if you're not going to be Mekayim Smichas Gula Tvila, Lechatchila you should say at that time. Tosfos, Rosh, we wanted to say in Rashi, it's not that way. The Zman Lechatchila is from Mishayakir. And you should push it off, and it continues all the way to the Moshavis. There is a maila to say it right before Netzach Hama to be Masach Gula Tzvila. And Ken Zayin, if you always say it at that time, there is that a maila to say it at that time. But it's not a B'di'eved if you say it only afterwards. Maybe there's an Indian of Zrizim Akdim Lemitzvah to say it at the first possible time after Netzach Hama. But more than that, Lachar is not according to Tesis. And according to the Rach, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, and according to Baal Mar, the Iker Zman is only from a Netzach Hama and on. According to Rabbeinu Tam, they Vasikin did it Shaloi Kedin, they were Maktim. According to other Rishenim, they said it Dafka Gurmin, they were Kura, Ima Netzach Hama. But the Iker Din, according to them, is Dafka from a Netzach Hama. Had we passed in Allah Lamaisa, that we will see this week, Bein Zor Hashem.